People are waiting for nice weather so they can take out their cars. The convertibles, Craig, that's what it's all about, you know.
Sure.
And especially you go to an auto show, you're looking for the cars that you think, as my youth, I wanted one of those, or look at this new technology that they've got. Well, to help us find out all about that, Lou Vitantonio joins us, president of the Greater Cleveland Automobile Dealers Association, the Cleveland Auto Show. Finally getting around to Cleveland. We've been through, Detroit, Chicago, even talked to somebody out of the Cincinnati area. So now they're packing the cars up and bringing them to Cleveland. Good morning, Lou. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Lou, what's new this year at the IX Center?
Well, there's certainly all the cars are new. That's the cars of the stars at the show. We have a lot of different features and events to keep people busy. But you guys were talking about, you know, weather. It's always a nice, 70 degrees inside the IX Center, where you can see over 1,000 cars on display.
For people who might not have been there for a while, talk a little bit about some of the, I don't know what you call them, the rides that people can take inside and outside the IX Center, where you can actually drive a car.
Sure, sure. I mean, we have six ride and drives outside that you can actually get in the vehicle from the brand, and I can run down through them. They got Ford, Mazda, all the Chrysler brands, Toyota, Subaru, Kia on the outside of the building. They'll let you take a vehicle off the IX Center property and give it a ride. And then inside the building, we have Camp Jeep, which is a off-road performance track inside the building. And then Ram, the Ram brand, will be running some pickup trucks inside the building as well. So there's all kinds of different things you can do. You can see them, and then you can drive them, and then ultimately make your decision.
Anything a little perhaps exotic coming to the auto show this year?
Well, I can tell you that we continue to get information from the manufacturers. I think it was Saturday evening late, I was told that Ford will be bringing the Ford GT to the auto show. We have some Rolls-Royce Wraith and a couple other vehicles that are out there, and we have some McLarens that are going to be at the show as well.
Also, you have classic cars on display. Tell us about that.
Sure. For about 15 years, we've asked, local car enthusiasts to share their vehicle with us at the Classic Car Competition. And it's roughly about 100 cars where they're on display for the full 9 days, 10 days of the show. And, it's a light competition between everybody in there that, to see who has the top eight vehicles. And then we ultimately pick a car of the show. So you're seeing the 60s, 70s, anything that's 25 years or older, and you can certainly see the cues and the styling cues that are brought on the main floor to the new vehicles. And there's a new twist this year with the Classic Car Competition. At the end of the show on the last Saturday, there's going to be a live auction, and 40 cars that are on display in that competition area are going to be auctioned off live.
Wow. Hey, Lou, of course, the auto industry still sort of drives parts of this economy here in Northern Ohio. How is business?
Business is doing well. Obviously, the weather is a struggle. We're certainly used to it. I think other parts of the country have really struggled with getting people out to buy cars. I mean, we have a lot of plants in this area. We have, Avon, we have a stamping plant in Parma. We have the engine plant for Ford, and then we also have, Lordstown on the far east. And, if we're not selling cars, we're not moving metal, not only here or across the country, it does hurt our industry locally. And actually, we were doing very well.
Any celebrity stopping by this year?
We have a whole host of celebrities. Actually, it'll start on Sunday with the Cavs bringing out Timothy Mozgov. He'll be in there for in the Kia display from, I think it's 2 to 3. You got to check ClevelandAutoShow.com, because if I do these by memory, I'll mess them up somehow, some way. But on Monday, we have Coach Pettine and Isaiah Crowell in the Ford display. On Tuesday, we're going to have Ohio State night. We're going to bring back some gentlemen that have graduated or are declared into the NFL from 6 to 8 in the Ram display. So we have three gentlemen from there. On Wednesday, Bernie will be in. He'll be at the Ford display. And we'll have Kenny Lofton, Clay Matthews, and Campy Russell in the Honda display. And then in Ford on Thursday, we will have Dante Whitner and come on now, Barkevius Mingo from 6 to 8 as well in the Ford display. So we have a whole host of celebrities. You can see that they're all around our sports teams, which Cleveland loves, and it'll be a great event.
Now, you started by mentioning the name Mozgov, and so Craig and I are wondering what kind of vehicle is good for him with plenty of headroom, I suppose, for something like that.
Now, I'd imagine it's got to be, you know, in order to get into the vehicle and get out of it and be comfortable. But I couldn't tell you what he's got. We'll see. We'll see when he shows up on Sunday.
Maybe he goes with a convertible. Doesn't have to worry about the top end of it or something.
I don't
like
know.
That.
I think his head may be above the windshield, though.
Hey, when people are they still brand loyal? What is the consumer doing these days? Many times, and I've come from a generation where my parents would buy one car, and then when they go to the same dealer, same kind of brand. Is that changed quite a bit? These days?
I think there's a lot of brand loyalty that still exists today, especially in our market where we do have a lot of factory employees for the manufacturers of the vehicles and also suppliers that breach off of those or around our area. There is a lot of brand loyalty. Now, you can certainly say that the manufacturers that don't have that, maybe the newer brands that are in this country like a Kia, Hyundai, or some of the other ones that are trying to pull that market share, try to pull that loyalty and get people over to their brands, and that's a focus of every auto show and every advertisement that they do. But I can say with confidence there's still a lot of brand loyalty, and I bought this vehicle, my parents bought this vehicle from this particular manufacturer, and I'm going to continue.
Hey, Lou, have you always been a car guy? How did you get into the business?
I have. I mean, I can tell you, I go to the auto show, and it opens up early in the morning when we're there just maybe doing a little bit of media or something like that, and I stand in the middle and stare. I get in the car still. I jump in, jump out, try to, see as many things as I can, and then obviously I got to go to work so I can dream for a little bit. But I have been a car guy for a long time. This will be my 20th auto show. My first job at the IX Center when the early days was taking tickets, and then I began to work for the association shortly after I got out of college, so... yes, I've loved it ever since. It's an exciting time. And what else do we have to do in the wintertime?
Exactly. The entire IX Center will smell like a new car. And what's a better smell than that, Lou? There is none.
There isn't.
Lou Vitantonio, our guest, president of the Greater Cleveland Automobile Dealers Association. Again, the Cleveland Auto Show opens up to the public on Saturday. And how long does it run?
It runs through March 7th through March 15th, Monday through Saturday, open 11 to 10. On Sunday, we're open 11 to 8. Tickets are $13 for adults. Seniors and preteens are $11. And there's no charge to park. That's a $10 value. The association takes care of that as well. And it should be a really fun event for the family.
Sounds great. Have people coming out and enjoying some of the new cars. See them all in one area to get an idea if they're looking in the market for a new vehicle. Lou, thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate it this morning.
Thanks, guys.